This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhouse Show.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Larry Steinhouse Show. We are here broadcasting live from Investor Schooling's headquarters right here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I am Larry Steinhouse. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm here to make financial education fun and accessible to everyone, including you. On this show, we discuss several ways of making more money. We concentrate on real estate investing, stock options trading, the stock market, and how to maximize your retirement fund. And you could call us anytime during the show at, you know what, Kirk, push that button.
9-11-37. That's 855-939-1137. Call us at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. I won't stop. That's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
That's funny.
All right. Obviously, Omri's not here today, so we have a recording of him saying the phone number because nobody says the phone number as good as Omri. But you could call 855-939-1137 with your questions about money, finances, or anything on your mind, even politics. Hey, we're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Please leave us a comment and say hello so we know where you're watching. We already got Kimmy and Kirk saying hi. Awesome. I'm also here with my awesome co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson, because Omri's not here today.
Woohoo!
And we have a different producer. We have Kirk Corliss here today, and he's not as sweet as Glenn Page, right?
He is not as sweet as Glenn Page, no, but I don't know him.
But so. He's also very good.
I don't know.
And he knows how to push the button, so it's really cool. All right.
Yeah.
So,
He missed the beginning.
But that's okay. So. He didn't realize it.
He needs to reset it up.
He has to reset it up. And we also have Glenn saying hi online, too. By the way, the Larry Steinhouse Show is brought to you by Investor Schooling. At Investor Schooling, we teach you things about money I'll bet you never knew. We focus on practical learning, and we will equip you with real-world skills in real estate investing, stock options, tax savings tips, and the secrets of financial freedom. Our headquarters are right here in Bucks County, but our online courses teach eager investors all over the country. Hey, RSVP for a free class this Thursday night at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. All right, cool. Now, I want to talk about something here, okay?
Okay.
So we had a whole conversation the other day on Thursday night's class.
Yeah.
About annuities, right?
Yeah.
And about, you know, like we're on this show every Saturday, you know, and there's people before us and people are after us who sell annuities.
Right.
All right? And, you know, I don't know the people personally. I don't know if they're nice people. I don't know if they're mean people.
You should get to know them, actually.
You think so?
I do.
I don't know if I want to.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't know if, you know, like, how could I... If I'm not a fan of some of the products they sell, I'm sure they're not a fan of me.
Well, I'm just saying,
right?
You know, it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation. Just say, hey, you know, tell me why you think these are so great.
I know why they're so great.
I know.
You know why annuities are great?
Yeah, because it's a big commission for them.
Yeah, they make the best commission off of everything
that.
They sell annuities, so that's why.
It's kind of almost like, you know how you went to that one business meeting and you pissed that one guy off, you know, because you're Larry Steinhouse.
Only me? Once?
Only a couple times, I guess. Yeah. So much that he got so mad at you or something and they asked you not to come back or something.
I don't even remember which one that was because this happened several times. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, right.
I think that maybe you should start that conversation with these guys.
So I don't know if I want to do that. I don't even know if it's right to do that. Like, you know, do I call, you know, JC, his name, you know, the guy before me,
whatever.
Do I call him up and say, hey, you know, I'm Larry Steinhouse and I think the product you sell stinks.
No, maybe not like that. maybe you say, hey, why don't we get together? It'd be nice to meet you. I know that we're on right next to each other on the show, and maybe there's a way we can help each other out.
Right, and of course, there also are times for annuities. You know, like, there's no such thing as an absolute, right?
Like, but maybe you need to explain that, like, to him and say.
Well,
you know,
I explain it to students because I want them to understand what they're buying.
You're not letting me finish.
Okay.
You're interrupting me, just like Omri. Like, what's going on with you here?
Stop talking, Deb.
So what I'm saying is, like,
stop talking, Deb.
Maybe you should make an effort to, like, talk to this guy and just, you know.
I don't know if I would do that. I don't know if I want to do that. I mean, by the way, you know something?
What?
I now have a life insurance license, which also makes me licensed to sell annuities. Now, I don't sell annuities. I only have the life insurance license because I was talking about it for some people, and you know, and I was giving them so much business that they were like, come on, we want to pay you, and they can't pay me unless I have a life insurance business, a life insurance license. So I said, okay, fine. You know, I after 7 years of referring them business, I probably could have made $150,000, $200,000 in 7 years of referring them business. They finally convinced me that, hey, listen, we really, really want to give you a commission for helping us. So that's why I got the life insurance license.
Oh, so now I get a commission from those
guys? Yeah, but it just so happens. No, not the past ones. But it just so happens.
Right.
But just so happens that when you get a life insurance license, you get an annuity license too. It's just the same license, you know. So I could, you know, I don't really need them, you know, to talk to them. I could get the information myself. But just so you guys know, I mean, because this came up because it was a student who listens to our show.
I think you're missing the point. It's not so much about the annuity. It's about building a relationship with somebody to see if there's anywhere that it can go and to try to. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. So you mean like Donald Trump should build a relationship with Kamala Harris?
That's not what...
But that's basically the same thing, right? You know, I mean, look, you know, Donald Trump hates Kamala Harris. It's obvious from the debate.
Yeah.
But the real thing is he hates the politics on that side. Right. I mean, you know, it could be somebody else and he might not hate them personally, but he doesn't. I mean, the perfect example was Hillary Clinton. He was the debate between Trump and Hillary Clinton was besides the one that was the other day, the Vance and Walz debate, the one with Hillary Clinton and Trump. It was a really nice debate. You know, it was calm. It was two professionals.
He respected her.
He doesn't like the politics. He doesn't respect. I mean, who could respect Kamala Harris? I mean, my God, Debbie, please run. Well, I don't care if you run as a Democrat. Just anybody but her, anything but her. I mean, I could find.
You're speechless. Look at you. You're speechless.
Oh my God, she's so dumb. And she's just so bad.
But we had a brain dead for the guy who's in now, so it's just kind of like that. They're just
right
perpetuating the.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. It amazes me that this is the candidate. But you know why, right? Everybody knows why she was picked when Biden stepped down. Do you know why?
Because she's a woman and she's black.
No, absolutely none of those reasons. Because all the money that Biden collected.
Oh, that's right.
Kirk likes to put his own sound effects in. So I don't know, Kirk.
That's
you
right,
know,
that's right. All the money that he raised.
Could go to her. It can't go to any other candidate.
Right. I remember.
That's why, and that's the only reason she was picked. So now, you know, as a country, we might have to suffer.
So I wonder. Like mentally, what that does to her to say I was only picked because you know we need the money. And
what does she care?
I don't know, because comma chameleon. It's funny.
Yeah. How about Kimmy says comma chameleon. How about Kamalama ding dong?
There's one other one that was out there that was really funny. I'm trying to think of what it was now. Khan Kamala.
Like Khan Kamala. Yeah.
Khan
yeah.
Kamala.
Kamala Khan or whatever. But whatever it is, it's, I mean, she's just a. I love this. I love doing this.
So Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
I mean, seriously?
That's it. Basically, that's
it. That's what she was explaining. Now, you would think she was explaining that to a kindergarten class, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was on ABC News.
Oh. Did you ever see her explaining how the iCloud works?
Yeah. I have that somewhere, and I think that's hysterical, too.
Yeah, that's just funny.
I think I can actually find that one. I'll see if I can find it. But, yeah, it would. And it's in the cloud. It's above your head. I mean, can she be that dumb?
Yeah, clearly. It's amazing.
And this is what. And just imagine her having a conversation with some of the leaders attacking us or attacking Israel. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're Jewish and you vote for Kamala Harris, you are literally a traitor to Israel.
So I have some concerns about that because, you know, a lot of my friends are Democrats. So, like, whenever we get together, like, politics is just off the table. Like, we just don't discuss it. And I have some concerns because they're staunch Democrats, just like I'm a staunch Republican. And And I say that. I'm like, you know, they gave $1 billion to Palestine to kill Israel. I'm like, what are you doing? You vote for them, it's a problem. And they're like, yeah, we know. I'm like, okay.
So, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. That's
yeah,
what
we
I
know.
Did.
But if Kamala gets voted in, we could kill unborn babies. That's all that matters.
I know.
Nothing else in the world matters. And it's like, I can't deal with it. I just, listening to it and watching it just amazes me that this country has fallen into such stupidity. I mean, look at North Carolina. Look at Asheville. Look what just happened, you know?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris says, oh, we're going to give them $750 each. Isn't that great? And not only are we going to give them $750, we're going to deposit it into their bank account. Now, the bank has been washed down the river, and it's under, and torn apart into a million pieces, and their ATMs don't work because they have no internet. Because, you know the story with the internet with Elon Musk? Did you hear this story?
No, I don't know what we're talking about.
So Elon Musk.
I know the 750 in the bank.
Yeah. But. So they can't access the 750 even if they got it, right?
Right.
By the way, they're apparently being turned down for it, but that's a different issue. Elon Musk wanted to set up Starlink for them for free for everybody in the area, so they can start using their phones again.
Okay.
So they can start connecting to the internet again, and guess who stopped them?
Kamala stopped them, really?
The government stopped them.
Why?
No, leave us alone. We got this.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And so, and Elon Musk, he's like, you know, Elon Musk is Elon Musk. He'll go to jail over it. He don't care.
Yeah.
He's going to continue to do it. But what, how, really, this is what this administration's doing? And this is what we have to deal with?
Well, I think Elon Musk isn't he meeting with Trump or something? Aren't they working together on something?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, he obviously endorsed Trump. Trump, you know, there's a good chance that Musk will be in Trump's cabinet somewhere if he gets elected.
I don't know what he would, well.
I don't know. I don't really know. But either way, I mean, it's like, come on, let the guy do what he needs to do.
He's like a physics, like, guru, that guy.
Who, Elon?
Yeah.
He's a very bright guy.
Yeah, he's a bright guy.
Yeah. Like I still think that he's, that the whole, you know, the whole mission to Mars thing is just so he can get home. I really believe that. I believe that he is an alien that was dropped on this planet, and he's been trying to get home.
That's funny.
Because he doesn't fit in this planet whatsoever. I mean, the things he's created and invented is absolutely amazing.
You know, SpaceX. I drove by the Tesla truck, whatever.
Oh, the Cybertruck?
Yeah, the Cybertruck.
The ugliest thing on the planet?
It's so, I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and I drove by it not too far. It was right near my house, and I'm like,
the
wow,
black one?
That thing. No, it was a silver one.
The silver one, okay. Because there's a couple of them in the area. One's got a black wrap on it. One's got a company wrap on it. And there's a silver one. There's also one that parks in this parking lot now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that one. But it's so ugly. Like, it blows my mind how ugly it is. And I don't understand why they call it a truck, because it doesn't even resemble
No, anything. It's the weird. It is just, I mean, it's almost like Elon Musk drew it on a piece of paper with his kids.
You know what it reminds me of? You ever see that movie? It's an old movie. I'm dating myself here. But you ever see the movie The Wraith? The Wraith with...
I know what The Wraith is, but I don't know...
It was with... what's his name? The one who started going with all the women. Emilio Estevez's brother. I can't think of his name. Kirk, help me out here. You know who I'm talking
Charlie
about?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. That's it. Charlie Sheen. So Charlie Sheen in The Wraith, he was like, I don't know, he was probably in his 20s or something. And in the movie, he was killed, and he comes back as this wraith to get back, you know, at all the people who killed him, right? And he has this, like, crazy weird car, and it's all, like, I don't know, it's like electrical or whatever. When you look inside, it's not of this world.
All right. I still think.
Yeah.
I still think Elon Musk drew it on a piece of paper with his kid when his kid was, you know, a couple, of, like maybe two or three.
Which
and
one? No.
I don't know, but drew it on a piece of paper and then said, hey, I'm gonna have some fun with this and see if I could actually build this thing, and built it and then sold it, and he laughs every day somebody buys one.
I don't know. How much are they even going for?
130,000.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, look, whatever, people, you know. I mean, most likely that car will become an incredible collector's item.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's going to take many, many years before it's going to be worth $130,000 again after you buy it. I've seen people trying to sell them for $120, $130. They can't get it.
Really? I don't think I'd spend $20,000 on that thing.
Yeah. Just... So we like went off on a bunch of tangents.
Yeah.
Hey, Kirk, hit the button again.
Which button?
855-939-1137.
It's just not as good without Renegade.
855-939-1137. Call us at 855 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. I won't stop. That's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
So let us know if it's as sexy in the recording as it is in real
life.
It's not. I can tell. It doesn't even sound it.
It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I had no movement.
Stop.
Usually he gets me right in the seat of the pants.
I knew you guys were guests, best friends, but I just had no idea.
You know, like the French, the Israelis like to kiss too, and I keep getting kisses on the cheek from like, oh.
From Omri?
Like the holiday times, he gives me a kiss on the cheek, and you know, but it's like, oh man, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to move the phone number over.
So people are calling, and now they can't
and I'm
get
not
through.
Getting them over. Hold on 1 second, I got to fix that. So if you're calling right now and you're getting and you're not getting us, it's because I forgot to move the phone number over. My apologies. Give me 2 seconds here to do it. So talk about something while I move this phone number over.
I actually grew up that way. So my parents from South America. So whenever we greeted everybody, we always gave them kisses. That's what we always did. And what was interesting is that I always did it. And then when I was meeting with my husband's family, I'd go around the circle and I'd give everybody a kiss. And they all looked at me and stared at me really weird. And I kept doing it. And the final time that I stopped was when I gave his stepdad's mother a kiss. Because I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. And
right.
The look she gave me, I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'll never do it again. But I mean, it's weird because that's how I was taught, is that when you see somebody that you know or you're friends with, you give them a kiss. That's what you do. So I don't know. I don't give you a kiss, though.
I know.
I'll have to start giving you a kiss.
Don't tell anybody. Hey, we're in the fishbowl alone. Nobody's upstairs right now, so. So if you really want to, you can. By the way, if you just called, call back. My apologies. I forgot to move the phone number over, so you just got my voicemail. Actually, the guy's literally leaving a message right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he could, you know, you could actually call back right now. You'll actually get us.
I don't know if he'll.
So my apologies for that.
If he's busy leaving a voicemail, he probably isn't listening to the show.
He probably doesn't want to talk to me.
No, he probably just isn't hearing you.
Well, you never know. It might be hearing me. I was looking for a kiss sound effect, but I can't find one.
You already had a kiss sound effect. How many kiss sound effects do you want?
What? There you go. Kirk found one for me. Thank you. All right, cool.
He's on the ball with that, at least, you know. He's a little off with the numbers, but he's got that.
I'm so confused right now. Yeah, I forgot to do the phone number. I can't find the kiss sound effect, you know?
What else? Did you pack everything for?
I packed. I'm ready to go. I'm leaving on a boat. Right? Yeah. My ship has come in.
Your ship has come in.
Yeah, actually, the ship probably came in about 7:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that how they usually work on cruises? Yeah.
I have been on two, and one really was terrible.
You didn't like cruises, did you?
I loved the first one. The first one, we went on Princess, and we had
really?
A blast. Oh, my God, it was fantastic. Like, we had a blast. And then this last one was absolutely awful. Like, I'm telling you, the best part about it, there were three parts about it that were the best, right? And they all surround alcohol.
Oh, of course.
So one was when we had the martini bar, and we had like 6 different martinis. We were trying the different martinis. So we were feeling pretty good after that one was over. And one was like the wine and cheese, like pairing the wine and cheeses together. So that was fun. And then the other one was they had a Sky Vodka bar. So you had to wear this heavy coat to go inside, and you couldn't be in there for more than 30 minutes because it was like negative 10 degrees or negative 20 degrees or whatever. And the bar was made out of glass. The stools were made out of glass. Everything was made out of glass, you know, and it was just, not a glass, out of ice. Everything was made out of ice. So, you know, the bar was made out of ice. The pitchers were made out of ice. That was on the last cruise we went on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the best thing about it was all the liquor. Yeah. And then we tried to get in on the McClellan whiskey tasting, but the idiot on the other side of the restaurant wouldn't let us back there. We're like, we just need to go back there. We're like, we don't know if we can let you in. I'm like, but we already signed up, and they wouldn't let us back there. So we missed the McClellan whiskey tasting because that would have been fun too.
Obviously, Kimmy misses Omri.
Larry looks nice today.
So great. So Kimmy says Larry looks nice today. So obviously she misses Omri. So she, you know, she needed a substitute.
Can't you just take the compliment?
Oh yeah, thank you, Kimmy.
Seriously?
I'm just messing around. It's okay, you know.
I'm not a fan of those shirts, but
all I know is two people this week gave me compliments. Two girls, women. Right? One, you know, two women.
Linda, close your ears. No.
What?
I said Linda, close your ears.
She's not listening anyway. She's packing. So two women gave me compliments this week. So I'm down 13 pounds. As of today. So I got another...
And you're going on a cruise, so you'll get it right back.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
All right.
All right, hold on. We got, doesn't want to give her name, but has a question. Okay, so who are you that you don't want to give your name? We need to make up a name with her, for her.
I'm a 52-year-old woman from Chester County. I'm a teacher. Okay. And I have a question about an inheritance that I just acquired. I acquired about $310,000 from my parents' home that we just sold. I had to split it with my brother. And then another $200,000 in an annuity that, according to the financial advisor, we have to take the distributions on that within the next 10 years.
Right, because it's an IRA, also, correct?
Yeah, it's an IRA. Right. I'm also behind in my own retirement income. I only have probably saved about $600,000, my husband and I.
How old are you?
So,
52, she said.
52.
Okay, so first of all, congratulations.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's not fantastic, it's good.
Yeah, but it's better than most people.
Yeah, most people aren't even close. Most people, when they hit retirement age, they have $160,000 to their name. So you now have the $600,000 plus your mother left you another $300,000. That's $1 million. You probably have some equity in your home. Do you have any other assets at all?
We have a beach home that we share with another family. That's cleared. It's worth about $400,000.
Oh, so you're doing
very well.
Way beyond most people. Now, I mean, everybody wants to do better.
You feel better because I feel like I'm not compared to my.
Well, everybody does. So this is a common theme. It's a common theme for people to come to Investor Schooling, right? I mean, I got people coming in here, they got I've got $7 million, I don't think it's enough. I'm like, dude, you're 65 years old, you got $7 million. If you do nothing for the rest of your life, you could live forever and not worry about it, you know?
Yeah.
So just understand that everyone feels the way you feel. Doesn't mean that you can't make better choices. Yeah, you probably could. In fact, you probably should learn some things about money and where to put them. That's what investor schooling is. I'm bashing annuities, but at the same time, there are times that annuities are good, but you need to learn when. So that when your financial advisor who wants to make an extra commission on annuities suggests an annuity, you understand that it's either because it's the right thing for you or because he wants to make a commission on it. And if the answer is it's the right thing for you, then you buy it. Not because he told you so, because, you know, he doesn't have your best interest in mind. He has his best interest in mind. Okay. But as far as what to do with the money, now you said it came from a house?
Yeah, the sale of a home. So it's about $310,000 in cash.
Okay, and you sold the home already?
Yeah, we sold it. Okay. Yeah. So half went to my brother and I got the other half. And it's just sitting in a bank account.
Oh, well, okay, so you need to do something with that.
I don't have a financial advisor. I don't have a
financial advisor. That's good. You're probably better off without one. Did you notice that? She has over $1 million and she doesn't have a financial advisor?
That's fantastic.
No, that's the first sign of why you should not have a financial advisor.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I just think it's funny because you're like, oh, I'm so behind that $600,000. I'm like, wow, that's fantastic because a lot of people your age don't even have, like you said, $100,000.
I feel behind. I feel like the inheritance helped me catch up. But I want to make sure that I, invest it wisely so that when I am ready to retire, it's not, now we have to live like.
Right. So you have a 503B plan at your school, correct?
Yes.
And you're contributing to that?
I haven't been working that long. Yeah, I am. But I'm only about 5 years in. I stayed home and took care of my kids for a long time. And then I just worked part time until about five years ago.
So you can still do a Roth IRA, which I would recommend, but it's where to put the money. So everybody knows what a Roth IRA is, but they don't know where to put the money. So in a Roth IRA, you can do anything you want with that money. You can buy real estate with that money. You know, a lot of the problem is with financial advisors. The financial advisor goes, yeah, get a Roth IRA. These are the five products I sell. These are the only five products you can put in your Roth IRA. And that's not the truth. The truth is you could invest. I mean, I'm not a believer in Bitcoin. I'm just going to just use that as an example. With an IRA, you can invest in Bitcoin. You can invest in precious metals, which I am a fan of. You can invest in real estate. You can lend people money. You can become the bank. There's so many different things you can do. So, honestly, the best thing to do, I realize it's a self-serving statement, but the best thing you should do is come to Investor Schooling this Thursday night, come for a free class, and just start learning. You know, you're going to, on Thursday night, when we do a free class, we teach something, right? So basically, it's a class that all the students have already paid for. Everybody in there, unless it's their first time there, everybody in there has paid for the schooling. And you're going to come there and you're going to learn something, right? And if you, and what we usually say is, if you like the style of teaching and you like what you learned, come back Monday night for a mastermind and we'll talk to you about becoming a student. But the first step is to come for a free class. And this isn't a sales pitch. In fact, it's funny. If you came to me Thursday night at when class is over around 9 o'clock and you took out your credit card and handed it to me and said, I want to be a student, what would we say, Deb?
No.
No, we won't let you come. We won't let you become a student Thursday night. Because until you know everything that's available, we don't even want you to become a student. It's funny. We've had it happen, and we make people come back. And the only reason is because we're not there to sell you anything Thursday night. We're actually there to show you what we have. And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, I mean, there are people who can't stand my personality. Could you imagine that, Deb?
I could not imagine that, Larry. People don't like you. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
So, I'm obnoxious. I'm in your face, but I teach, and I teach you things that you would never have learned anywhere else.
Yeah.
And so if you can make it Thursday, go to investorschooling.com and sign up and start learning, and then come see us. And both Deb and I will shake your hand, and even Omri. Omri's not here Thursday, but the two of us will shake your hand and thank you for being an awesome listener.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Great, let's call her Amy for now, okay?
We'll call her Amy for
so,
now.
So she's Amy. So when you come in, say, you were Amy, but you're not really Amy. You'll give us your real name.
Okay. Yeah, we'll even give you a book if you want.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you if you're a teacher and you're listening to 1210. You don't want anybody to know.
No, I don't. Thank you.
No, as soon as she started explaining why she didn't want to say her name, I understood.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I get it. I totally get it. So Amy, we're on your corner and we're in your corner. And yeah. Good luck to you, honey.
Go MAGA.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's funny.
All right, I'll tell you what, Kirk. Why don't you take us to a commercial, and then when we come back, we'll answer some more calls.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at investorschooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right. You can even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to investorschooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to investorschooling.com right now. RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. Investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. You may know me from my book, Money Hacks. You may know me from my radio shows. And you may even know me from some of these commercials. But listen, I'm teaching stuff that people need to learn about money. In fact, my favorite topic is money. So go to investorschooling.com and you will learn things about money that you never even knew existed. We will teach you things about real estate, about the stock market, and about how to use your IRAs properly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
Ready? I'm I'm digging his music.
There you go.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Larry Steinhaus Show. We are here for another half an hour because the game was on this afternoon, and we got bumped down to Gary Arnell's spot. My good friend Gary Arnell is usually here at 10 o'clock. So if you're a Gary Arnell fan, just know that I'm a fan of Gary Arnell, too. He's a Democrat, but he doesn't admit he's a Democrat.
You guys have quite a banter going back and forth on Facebook, I saw.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Back and forth.
Yeah, he doesn't admit he's a Democrat, but that's okay. It's okay. I still like him. He's a great guy. And he's normally on this show. He's normally at this timetable. He was on the other night. I was going home, coming back from teaching. And I turn on the radio, and, it's usually Sterling at Night, or what's the name of that show, Kirk?
It's Sterling Every Damn Night.
Yeah, right, Sterling Every Damn Night, right.
There you go.
That's the name of it. That's a pretty neat, you could tell that's the name of a show in 2024, because you couldn't name it that 20 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure not. Right.
So he was covering for Sterling, and I hear his voice, and I'm like, you know what? Gary's probably really bored in the studio right now. So I call him. So we had a little conversation on the air, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So if Gary's listening, Gary, thank you so much for giving me your time. I really appreciate you.
You know, it was the one time that I think it was like a year ago when Ken has his event, or maybe it was 2 years ago when we went into Philly for the show.
Right.
And I was looking forward to meeting him because I guess he usually does it in there. Yep. But that one day he was sick.
He had COVID.
And I'm like, come on. Like, the one time I wanted to meet him, and he just wasn't there. So.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to call in, should we have Kirk play the number again?
Yeah,
play the number again.
855-939-1137.
It's not the same without him here.
It's not. Yeah. I know.
That's 855-939-1137. Call us at 855-939-1137.
We have to, like, spice
That's
it up.
855-939-1137. I won't stop. That's 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137.
The last one is good.
Yeah. It's just a little weird. It's actually
it is
weird.
A little weird. Yeah.
It doesn't move. Make any movements for me. Does it make movements for you?
Okay. So wait. I just want to make sure you understand that when I say movement, you probably won't have the same movement.
Yeah, I will not have the same movement.
I just want to make sure we understand each other.
Yeah, I'm very aware. Yes.
Okay.
I'm very aware. I'm aware.
The perfect description of this show, if anybody's listening for the first time, Howard Stern meets Jim Cramer. Just so you know. All right. So. Let's talk about what else is going on. What else is going on in the world that
I
would
got
be,
my four.
You,
my
no way!
I'm so excited.
You have your place finally rented.
All four units. So I had three people yesterday interested in the last unit that's available. So one went first, four went second, two went third, and now unit three. I have three people interested in unit three, which is fantastic. And then I still have one other place to rent. So I'm giving it to the one, and then I'm having the other two people look at the other one. So hopefully I can get that one rented soon. But I'm so excited that it is finally rented. Oh, my God. I'm ecstatic. I'm through the moon. Just through the moon. Super excited.
So this is the one that I'm...
Kirk's I don't even know what she's talking about, but hey, let's
I'm particularly proud of you, and there's so many other people who are proud of you. The students are proud of you. So for you guys who don't know the story, if you're a first-time listener or whatever it is, it was about 2 years ago, maybe more, right?
About 2 years.
You bought a property that you paid like $35,000 for it.
Yeah, I got it.
And it was a two-family house in the front and a four-family house in the back.
Yeah.
But it needed, and when I say it needed everything.
Everything.
If you would have knocked it down and rebuilt it, it might have cost you less.
Yeah,
that's the point where I say it needed everything. So
I should have done that actually. It's
possible. So at the time though, so Debbie paid $35,000 for this. I figured she could wholesale and she could make a quick $20,000, or maybe even $30,000, and move on. And first of all, two things about this property that I didn't like. The most important one was that it was 2 hours away.
Yeah,
that was the most important one. And the other one was that she had never. Actually had done a project this magnitude.
Right.
Okay, so these are two things that scared me a little bit. And honestly, the being 2 hours away was the scariest thing for me, for you, right? So I said, do it. And then she's like, nope. And she was stubborn. But you were stubborn in a good way. You were stubborn in a way that was like, no, I'm going to show the world that I can do this. And at first we were like, oh, and you made so many mistakes, but that's okay because that's what learning is. You made so many mistakes in the beginning, and eventually it started to get better and better, but it started to get really scary at the end because you ran out of money, right? And it became very expensive, And we never thought it would actually happen. We had problems with the town. You had problems with the townships. You had problems with the contractor. Yeah. You had problems over problem over problem. And finally, you got your UNO recently, which is great, which means that she could rent it. She could actually get people in it. And then it's now fully rented.
Now it's fully rented.
And I am so proud of you. Congratulations. That's so awesome.
I'm so excited.
By the way, Joe online is saying congratulations. A couple of people online haven't said hello to also. I love it. I love it.
Oh, wow.
We have Joe online, Patty online also saying hi. So if you're online, please just say hi so we know you're watching. All right, cool. So congratulations. That is so, it's so amazing.
I know. I'm so excited.
For you to have that.
I'm so excited. I'm excited.
By the way, I found the kiss. I found the kiss sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it was right in front of me.
See that?
Isn't that terrible?
Maybe we should switch your glasses out for something a little bit more, you know.
It's time for getting new ones. You think I need glasses?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
I have glasses.
Maybe you need a new pair.
I tried to go for LASIK.
Yeah.
And they said I didn't qualify.
You know, I went a couple years ago and they said I did qualify, so I kind of
want
to go.
I wanted to get rid of these things. I hate these things.
I don't know, but I look cute with glasses. I don't know if I take them off. Like, it's just, I look totally different.
Oh, I look better. I look better with glasses, too. You know why?
Because that's all you're used to.
People can't see my face. But
that's funny.
But no, but I just can't stand wearing glasses. So anyway, all right, cool. So let's get back to, I don't know, something financial. What do you want to talk about financial?
Well, I have a question for you, actually, now that you were talking about it. So you were saying that now you're licensed for insurance.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you can do the infinite banking?
Well, that's exactly why I do, right. So, okay. For the so the whole idea is we talk about infinite banking. So, you know, life insurance is an absolute must. Every family should have life insurance. You know, there are reasons that even single people should have life insurance, you know, for estate planning, for you know, just to create an estate, whatever it may be. But infinite banking, using a life insurance policy for infinite banking, is an incredible mathematical tool for you to use your money. So like we just had the woman a little while ago, Amy, right? That was her
Amy.
Yeah. Amy, right?
Amy. Yeah, we're calling her Amy.
So Amy just got a bunch of money. So if she was to take a certain portion of that money and put it into an infinite banking policy, she can now put that money in there. She also creates an estate. She creates an instant estate. The greatest thing is she gets to hide money from the IRS. So I'm not even talking about like, you know, like if you dug up a hole in the backyard and threw 100 grand in there. This is a legal vehicle that you put 100 grand in there and the IRS can't touch it.
Yeah.
They can't touch it if you go bankrupt. They can't touch it if there's a lawsuit against you. As a matter of fact, O.J. Simpson, the innocent O.J. Simpson who didn't kill Nicole Brown Simpson, that one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody always forgets about the guy, too, who got killed, so.
What?
You know, it wasn't
yeah,
just,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Everybody
that's true. That's true. But anyway, the innocent O.J. Simpson was able to live the rest of his life very well. I mean, you know, he was living in hiding, but living very well financially because he had all of these life insurance policies that he was able to draw against the whole time.
Yeah.
And no one, I mean, the lawsuits that he lost, that, you know, they could, nothing could, nobody could touch him. So these are some great ways to hide money. Kimmy's saying she wants an infinite banking policy. Make sure you reach out. We'll take care of that for you. All right. So that's why I can do it. And again, you know, we've been dealing with the Money Multiplier people at Brent Kessler. They've been on the air with us a couple of times. And, you know, like they said, I kept sending them so much business. They were just like, look, we really want to thank you, and we legally can't. So basically, they legally can't pay me a commission, which is fine. And they eventually said, listen, go get your license.
Yeah.
So I got it, and, you know, now I can get paid by them. But the reality is, I believe in the concept. It's actually written in my book. One of the chapters of my book is dedicated to it. So if you haven't read my book yet, Money Hacks, you need to do that. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
The Lev 27
fundraiser. Oh, we should talk
fundraiser.
About the Lev 27. Yeah.
Because this is something that's really important to me. So I started a charity about, almost a year ago, a year and a half ago maybe.
I don't know. You didn't have me in on the beginning.
I didn't have you on the board because I actually didn't want to burden you with it.
Yeah.
And the weird part was I did myself a disservice and I insulted you.
Used to you insulting me. I've gotten used to it. It's been 4 years now.
No, but the weird part was the only reason I didn't want to make you a board member because I know you do so much for me. And you do so much that you have so many things going on. I'm like, I'm not going to burden Debbie with this. So, of course, they'd be like, you don't want me to be a board member? I'm like, oh, that didn't work out the way I wanted it to.
It's fun.
Debbie's
fun.
Fantastic at what she does, and I should have known better. Anyway, but Debbie is now a board member, so you could like this charity. So the charity is called lev27.org, L-E-V-27.org. And we're having a fundraiser on October 30th.
Yep.
It's at night. It's in a Newtown brewery, and you could come for free. Well, you could go online right now, and you could go to lev27.org, and you could click the button that says attend our fundraiser, and there's two tickets. There's a free ticket, and there's a minimum donation of $1 ticket. I don't care what you buy. Listen, here's the reality, right? If you come there, we're going to ask you for a donation. I don't care if you don't donate. But the fact is, I've ordered food for enough people that you could come.
Yeah.
And if you don't come, then I'm going to throw away the food, and I'm going to spend the money that other people donated on food that no one's going to eat. I have a bigger problem with that than I have if you come and don't donate. So make sure you come. So go to lev27.org, that's lev27.org, and sign up for the fundraiser. Please come. It's in a Newtown brewery at 6 o'clock or 6:30, I can't remember.
6 o'clock.
On October 30th. See, that's all you have to be a board member, because you know what time it is. I don't even know what time it is.
And we have a bunch of raffles, too. So we're
getting we have a bunch of raffles.
From Wawa. Right. We have some from
Outback Steakhouse.
I might
donate one of my
one of your cars?
I'll take the Capital Grill.
One of your Capital Grill ones.
One of my Capital Grill gift cards. I might donate one. I haven't decided yet. Depends on how many people show up.
Okay.
All right, I might donate one of those. So there's a lot of good things.
I think we have one from Giant coming in, too. We have a lot of
gift baskets coming in. Right, we had a lot of good baskets from last time, too, that we gave away. So please go to lev27.org, sign up. Donate if you want to. Don't donate if you want to. Let me tell you what the charity does, because we haven't told you that yet. What the charity is for, it's for people who are... Like, let's say you were renting an apartment and, everything's fine, but you're living paycheck to paycheck. And all of a sudden, something sudden happens. Like,
Kamala
Harris gets elected and you... I'm sorry.
Stop.
And you lost your job.
You hurt your leg. Your spouse gets, whatever.
Right. Your spouse gets injured. Maybe even having a kid or something. Whatever the situation might be. Your kid gets hurt. You get into a car accident. Whatever it might be. And you need... And you're taking time off of work, or you're in between jobs... but you have a job ready to go. It's just that you don't start for another 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
But because you were living paycheck to paycheck, you probably missed your rent.
Yeah.
And maybe even missed 2 months. Now, all of a sudden, you have your landlord also, filing against you. And there's $200 in $250 in legal fees and maybe $150 in late fees. And you really don't know what to do. But you know that if you had this money, you could survive. Everything would be fine the next month and going on.
Right.
So if that's your situation, we can help you. And that's what Lev27 does. It helps people who are about to lose their home because something sudden happened. This is not a Section 8 program. We're not going to pay your rent for the rest of your life. This is just for somebody suddenly something happened. Because most of the charitable organizations like Section 8 and stuff like that, the government programs, won't cover this. They're like, you have a job, you don't qualify. Well, yeah, I know, but I didn't have a job a month ago, and I'm behind on my rent, and they won't give me money.
Okay.
So that's what we do. We'll fill in that gap. So again, lev27.org, please come. You'll get to meet me. You'll get to meet Deb. You'll get to meet Omri. I'll even have Omri whisper the phone number in your ear if that's something that you're interested in. Matter of fact, we're going to do that for $5.
939-1127.
We'll have him for $5. We'll have him whisper the phone number in your ear.
So do you want to explain the name? You should explain the name.
So the Lev, yeah. So Lev is heart. It stands for heart in Hebrew. It also comes from Leviticus 27, but the direct connection is kind of weird because when you read Leviticus 27, you don't quite understand the connection. But Leviticus, in that section, it talks about charity, and it talks about how you should give to the Lord. So to me, this was me giving back because, we've become very successful. I'm very successful. We don't have, investor schooling is funny. It's probably the least amount of money I make in any venture I have. Well, that's not true. The ice cream store is probably the least. The ice cream store killed me last year. But the ice cream, Gary, why don't you tell me not to open an ice cream store? Anyway, so so we don't make a lot of money here, but we've become very successful. We have a lot of properties. We do, so now we decided to give back, The Lord has blessed me, blessed Debbie, blessed my family, blessed Debbie's family, Army's family. So it's time to give back. So we believe in giving back, and the fact that I get to have something that's also connected to me, which is helping. It's very funny because we talk about evicting people.
Yeah.
Right? So we say on the 1st, the rent's due on the 1st, the 2nd is late, on the 15th, we start the eviction process.
On the 5th, there's $150
fee. Right. But I just find it funny that, you know, that here I am, like, although I say that in one hand, at the other hand, if somebody is being evicted, then
You know what? It shows that you have a heart, because sometimes people think you're, you know.
And here's the interesting part. So we had this conversation with the board of directors. Well, what happens if one of your tenants applies? And I'm like, first of all, I can't tell them to apply. If they accidentally find it, and they find it on the website, or somebody connects them to me, they have to go through the same exact process as they would go through. Now, I would abstain in voting, because that wouldn't be fair.
Right.
But the rest of the board would vote on whether we would help them or not. But if they qualify in every single way, then sure, absolutely, they would have them. Now, first of all, I don't have this happen, because most of my tenants, I think in 43 years, I've had two evictions, and one was a drug-related eviction. It wasn't even about the rent.
Whatever happened, do you remember, it was, I don't know, I want to say 6 months ago or maybe a year ago or something, where we had the callers call in to say whether or not you should take that one couple. Do you remember?
Whatever
happened with that? Are they still paying? Are they still there?
They're still paying.
They're still paying. Right. They're on time and everything's
good. And matter of fact, we needed to do an update about that. Jason, my property manager up in Lehigh Valley, he asked me a couple of times to do an update, and he just wasn't available.
Okay.
So we really need to do an update. So if we just to give a little background on this, it was almost 2 years ago already.
Was it?
Where Jason, my property manager, gave me a application of somebody that, just on surface level, I wanted to turn down.
Okay.
You know, but they had been with their old landlord for a substantial amount of time, maybe 9, 10, 15 years, whatever the number, I don't remember anymore. And the landlord was selling the building. Now, first of all, that's skeptical to me all the time.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Always skeptical of that. It's a red flag. Now, it's not that it's not possible. It's just
not likely.
Right. But their credit score was like under 6.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man. I'm like, come on. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I spoke to the landlord personally. Now, you know, I trust Jason when he says he spoke to the landlord personally. This is really what's happening. They've never been late. Or if they were late, it was only a very few times, whatever the story was. They're really good people. I think you should take them. And I'm like, you know, normally I wouldn't take them. Finally, I actually said to Jason, I said, I'll tell you what, Jason, we're going to have a conversation on the radio, and we're going to have people vote on whether I should take them or not. And it was funny, because we had a couple of people agree with me, and most people called and said, come on, give the people a break. And Jason was on the line trying to sell it. So finally, I said, okay. I said, based on the number of people who said yes, we're going to take them. Well, here you go. The reality is, I've never had a serious problem with them. I think I actually thought they were late one time. I think that was it.
Uh-huh.
But I've never had a serious problem with them so far. They've been great tenants. And that's a tough building to rent. It's one of my tougher ones. So I'm actually really glad they're in there, and I'm really glad they're paying the rent, and everything seems to be okay.
That's good.
So that's the story. So you never know. You know, sometimes you may turn somebody down, and they're a problem. You know, they're not a problem. But you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision based on your heart. And in that case, we made the right decision, and I'm glad the audience let me
open your eyes a little bit, to that.
What's that?
Opened your eyes a little bit to that.
Yeah, well, I didn't open my eyes. I mean, I've been a landlord for 43 years.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Break. Yeah, gave you the ammunition to give them a break.
Give people breaks. And in this case, it was fun to do it on the radio.
Yeah.
So that was the story with that guy.
So that's cool.
So you know what happened the other day? Two things bothered me.
What?
Spirit Airlines dropped. Spirit Airlines is on the verge of filing bankruptcy. Now I have I have a decent amount of Spirit Airlines stock when it went down to 3.5, because I thought that they had two things that could happen. One is they can go bankrupt, or two, they can recover.
Right.
And they're moving closer and closer. The needle's moving closer and closer to bankruptcy. And it's sad, but look, frankly, if you've ever flown Spirit Airlines,
they're terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible is an understatement. I mean, if they up their customer service a little bit, and if they up their price a little bit, they would probably solve all their problems.
I had issues with them because of COVID, because we couldn't fly, and then I was going to some kind of conference or something, and I flew Spirit because it was cheaper, and it was before I learned to fly first class, and then they gave me up to a year to use it, you know, use the credit, and then I couldn't go for a year, so I ended up losing my money. So, Spirit just turned me off.
I lost a couple. I had a whole bunch of flights during COVID that I couldn't take, and I don't know which ones I kept. I just know that the whole system was terrible.
I couldn't get a hold of anybody. I was trying to do everything online.
Sure, yeah.
You can't get a hold of anybody. I was trying to do it online. And then when I did get a hold of somebody, they're like, well, sorry, this is what we offer. And, you know, if you don't take it, then it is what it is. And I'm like, well, what about the money I just spent on your airline? Don't you have, you know, don't you believe in your customers and, you know, whatever? And and they could care less. So it was Spirit and the other one that's like local to this area.
Frontier,
I cannot stand. Yeah. And I will never fly them either. So
I flew on Frontier a couple of years ago. And it was because it was a cheap flight. My friends were able, we were all going. I don't remember where we even went. Tennessee, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they booked the flight. I mean, I just wouldn't book on Frontier. I typically book on a major airline. And I sat in a Frontier seat. The seats.
Yeah.
Forget about not reclined. It's like, I mean, if I slept on a bed of nails, it would have been more comfortable. I mean, that's how uncomfortable the seat was.
I just was upset because they canceled my flight and I was stranded in Florida.
Right.
And I was just like, I am not doing this. So I ended up I spent an extra $600 to get a flight home. So I had flown in from Philly and I flew back out I flew in from Trenton from here. And then I flew out to Philly and I had to get a friend to pick me up so I can go get my car in Trenton. It was just terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, so Spirit Airlines, watch it. I'm concerned. Rivian's another one that was a bad play of mine too. That now it's a great covered call play because sitting around 10 is a good number. I forgot our show's not 2 hours today, so like we're like in the middle of, you know.
I know.
I'm in the middle of thinking about the next topic, and I'm actually realizing that we only got like, you know, a couple more minutes left here, which kind of stinks because, you know, once again, PHT. Oh, wait,
my goodness. All right.
Us.
Anyway, so on that whole topic, though, real quick, so Phil, my husband, has only ever flown first class once, right? And that was when I graduated with my PhD. We flew the whole family down first class because I'm like, because I didn't think it'd ever happen again. So he was like in heaven. So we're going to New Orleans in a couple weeks, and I'm flying him first class, and he's super excited about flying because he's never, other than that one time, he's never flown first class.
First class is the best.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
Here's my suggestion to everyone listening: always fly first class. Or fly private. Or fly private, right? Don't, you know, look, what's the reason that they should fly first class?
So that you get into
the market. They deserve it.
Yeah, deserve it.
They deserve it. That's it. They deserve it, right? So they deserve it. So you deserve to fly first class. I'm also going to tell you that if you think you can't afford first class, you can. But if you think you can't, fly first class on the way home at least, right?
Yeah.
So if you go on the trip and you go first class and you go coach, you're enjoying your vacation on the way back, fly first class so you can enjoy it some more.
Yeah, and extend your vacation that way.
All right. So we got about 30 seconds left, a little bit more. So I want to make sure that I acknowledge and thank everybody for listening. You guys are awesome. I want to also thank Gary Arnell for giving me his time. So if Gary's listening, thank you again for giving me your time. I don't know. What else do we got in 15 seconds? Make sure you go to Investor Schooling. You got to go to Investor Schooling. You got to learn how to invest. You got to learn how to do things the right way. I realize our show, we talk a lot about everything that has to do with nothing that has to do with money at this point. But we have such a blast with this. But I'm telling you right now, we really are smart people. So go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. And you can sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday and learn about money.
And you can meet us in person.
I also want, there you go. I also want to thank Kirk Corliss for hanging out with us today. See you guys on Thursday.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.